My name is J.M. Fortier. I'm a market gardener. I live and farm in Quebec, Canada. And I'm the author of the Market Gardener Handbook, which is a book about growing your farm from small acreage to success.
And growing up, you weren't a farmer.
No, I was telling the story that I grew up in the suburbs, a regular kind of kid, skateboarding, snowboarding. But I like the outdoors, and I've always loved being outside. And that's why and how I got into farming, to be outside.
How did you first get into farming? Where did it come from?
Not my parents. My parents weren't farmers. We didn't grow up in a rural setup. My parents weren't hippies or anything like that. Permaculture, certainly not. Regular conventional folks. And I met my wife at university, and we studied ecology and environmental science because I liked the outdoors. After finishing my degree, that we traveled, and then we volunteered to work on a small organic farm, and that was the start of it. We stayed there for 2 years. We learned a lot. We became the manager of another farm. Then we came back home to Quebec, and then we started a market garden on rented land, lived in a teepee. I was sharing that story with everyone today. Then we did that for 2 seasons, and then eventually we bought an old rabbit rundown farm. Not very common here, I think, rabbit barns and rabbit farms. But we did that, and then we just built the farm. And I guess I didn't have a chance to say this here, but if you would say, like, not our claim to fame, but the reason why our farm was successful is because we had land constraint. We had 2 acres, and we needed to grow the farm from within. And that's what we did for many, many, many years.
And you had to make that work.
Yeah, exactly. And we needed to figure out tools, techniques, strategies to grow more vegetables without growing on more land.
A couple of the things you said out there, pretty important. One was make your work meaningful on farm. Mm-hmm. Now, farmers just go about their jobs every day, probably not thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
But how important is that?
It's very important. The difference between, like, I would say, conventional farming and farmers is that they don't see their customers. But we do. We're market gardeners. We go to market every week, and we see the people that we're feeding. And that kind of feedback is what makes it, you sense that what you're doing has impact because, people are thanking you every week. And that's really, I think, the big difference.
And the other one was the template for the farm, mm-hmm. which came from Tasmania.
Well, I was telling the audience here that, you know, we were really fortunate that when I designed my farm, I had read Bill Mollison, the Permaculture Principle book. Bill Mollison being famous, I hope he has a statue or something here, but he's changed the lives of so many because he was the first one to introduce the idea of design in farming, that your farm is not just a farm. The way it's organized and laid out will have impact on your daily life. So I knew that from reading him, and I organized my farm to be efficient, following his principles, and it had made a huge success on our farm over all these years.
And over all those years, what's the farm looking like now and the scope of the operation?
Mm-hmm. It looks like when we started it, so it hasn't grown. It's still a 2-acre market garden. It has 160 permabeds, which is how we grow. We grow without a tractor. We grow in these permanent beds that are raised and that are 30 meter long. And all these beds are worked with hand tools, broad forks, BCS rotor tillers, hand seeders, push seeders, hand hoes. And we have a whole array of tools that are designed for human scale farming, if you want to say, because it's non-tractor. And the farm, the design and the layout hasn't changed. It has beautified over the years because we've planted trees and shrubs and we've dug ponds and put birdhouses and nests. But it's the same farm, and it's still kicking after all these years, so that's really cool.
And where does the product go?
We sell to 2 farmers market, one on Tuesday, one on Saturday morning. And we have a CSA of 100 families on Wednesday. And we grow salad mix, pre-washed salad mix, for our local grocery store. And that's been pretty much the same families for the last 20 years.
Now, away from the farm, you've become famous worldwide through online social media,
mm-hmm.
the videos.
Yeah.
How many followers have you got?
3 million followers. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot. And social media is this funny thing because you want to be on it, but it's not always... You know, it's not always fantastic to be on it. Like, it comes with a... For me, it's a love-hate relationship.
But it's necessary.
It's necessary today to get the word out. You need to be there, and you need to do certain messages in certain ways. I prefer when I come here and I meet people and I share my story in a real, and I have time. And but writing books also, I wrote quite a few books. My first one is the one that people know me by, because it's been, a lot of people have read it, The Market Gardener. And we also have, we had a TV show at one point back home in French. And that was quite popular also.
When did you get time to work on the farm?
Well, it was filming us doing the work on the farm. So it was actually, it was like a reality show and no one was sleeping with one another and we weren't firing anyone, but they were just, they filmed us for 2 years. People really liked that.
A journalist was the one that helped really get the book out there.
Yeah, I was telling that story of a journalist that had, it's probably going to go down in time as the most famous journalist in our province of Quebec. And more than 1 million people were reading his columns. And he wrote a piece about my book when it came out. And he was mocking me, saying how I was a hippie and an idealistic and who cared about farms and selling vegetables. And in the end said, but you know what? This is really important and you should read the book. It's an amazing read. And that's how my book got started.
And what happened then?
Well, everyone was so excited that they started to buy the book. And because it wasn't supposed to be a popular book, it's a very technical book about how to farm. The prints weren't that many, and then it got back-ordered, and then back-ordered, and then I got invited to different places, and I did media, and eventually I was sharing the story that when it came out again, 6-7 weeks later, everyone went and got their books. So that week it was number 2 in the best-selling list besides 50 Shades of Grey.
Completely different read.
Yeah.
One thing you did say, the movement, the grassroots is so important, and it's the most important movement of our time.
Yeah, I really feel that because it's hard for people to understand because most people feel that they're well-fed with supermarkets. You know, the abundance is there. It's relatively cheap. But sometimes we don't see the impact on our health of some of that food that's there. You know, buying directly from a local farm, an organic farm, you know, the money stays in the community. It's so empowering and allows farming to happen. That's really what makes that possible. And I think that the change will happen with the number of farms that are being multiplied. And so it's not about having a few big farms that supply the market. It's about having a lot of small farms that are there. That's how resiliency gets built in. That's how you have more people occupying, you know, the countryside, kids going back to school. And that's the emergence of a new generation of farming, is that they're smaller farms. Because young people, they can't afford big farms. It's too much. And it's complicated. And it's a lot of debt. So when you start in market gardening with just a few acres, not that much machinery, and then you can make a profit and a living, that's exciting for the new generation. They want to do that.
You haven't been to Tasmania for 10 years, but you must feel pretty good about the crowd that's turned up at the hall here today.
Yeah, it was exciting. And yeah, it's you see there's a lot of young faces too. And that for me is the, you know, I'm growing older now. I'm going to be 47. So I'm not a new grower anymore. I've been doing this for 25 years. And I just feel it, that it's important to pass down what I've learned. And if they can start from there, like, that's going to be super helpful for everyone.
Well, we appreciate your time on the Tasmanian Country, Aaron.
Thank you for coming down yourself. That's fun to meet you. Thank you.
No, it was great to listen to you.
Thank you.